Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. Corn futures in December down 2.5, 330, 8.5. November beans up 3.25 cents at 984.75. And then wheat futures down 13.5 in the D's Kansas City at 592.75. And then D's Chicago wheat down 6.5 at 503. So a mixed bag here as the September futures go off the board. We'll now focus on the November beans being the front month beans, and then December corn and December wheat being the front months there. The new crop around the corner here is looking like it just keeps getting bigger. Yesterday's report was the main driver, and it was just a story, again, of a big crop getting bigger, and it looks like yields are going up, total bushels going up, everything across the board. The last time we had a big increase like this was 2004. A matter of fact, the 4 bushel per acre in corn increase was the biggest we've had in the last 10 years. In that year, it jumped on the last report from the September report to the final yield report. It jumped another 11 bushels per acre. So if everything keeps going as planned and perfect, there's still a chance of another big bump up in the crop. If that does happen, you're looking at 2.3 to 2.4 billion bushels for corn in the carryout.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
If you look historically at the ending stocks for soybeans, we have a big jump this year for soybeans, over 450 million bushels, where last year we were under 150. So a significant increase in the ending stocks for soybeans. It looks like 475 is the latest round. That's a 264% increase from last year for soybeans. So a big jump there. The same kind of thing is what you're seeing in the corn. 69.4% increase up to just over 2 billion bushels. And if, like what happened in 2004, you have that big increase where the final stocks were 11 bushels per acre over the August report, you could even have a bigger one. Some people are saying that it could be as high as 2.3 or 2.4 billion bushels. And the stocks-to-use ratio of 14.7%. Last year, we were at 8.7%, so almost double there. That's 54-day supply of corn, which is still pretty tight, but it is improving from where we were last year at this time. Then total wheat production here in the world, just a little bit bigger than last year, 0.8% bigger at 719.9 million tons, but it still is increasing. There's no real shortage here. Stocks to use ratio in the world, somewhere around 28%. So we still have a healthy supply, about 100 days.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 110 lower, 156.27, December down 45 at 159.25. October feeder cattle 32 higher at 225.92. November unchanged at 223.92. October lean hog 67 lower at 105.70. December down 90 at 96.30. December Kansas City wheat down 13 at 593 and a quarter. March down 12 and a quarter at 601 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down 7 at 502.5. March down 6.25 at 520. December corn down 2.5 at 338.5. March down 2.5 at 351. November soybeans up 3.75 at 985.25. In January up 4.25 at 992.5. October cotton down 18 at 7061 and December down 9 at 68 even. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.